Okay, we're up to Simin Reish Samech Aleph. So I'm skipping Aleph for now. I want to jump to Sif Beis. Reish Samech Aleph Sif Beis. It's a very important Sif with two very very important sugyas. One is the sugya of Bein Hashmashos and Shkia and when does Shabbos start / when does Shabbos end? Famous, 72 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam. And the other, we're going to start with that. The other is Tosefa Shabbos. So if you have time, we'll do both. Okay, so in the Reish Samech Aleph Sif Beis, on the second page, there's a big Bir Halacha over here. And the Bir Halacha gives the background of the sugya. The background of the sugya is as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis brings down a Braisha. And the Braisha tells us that Bein Hashmashos, okay, which is basically, we'll see what that is, but we'll call it the time between Shkia and Seis, between sunset and when the stars come out. So Bein Hashmashos is Safik Min Hayom or Safik Min Halayla. It's a suffix. Is it day or night? We don't know. Vezel Bein Hashmashos. Then what is Bein Hashmashos? So Gemara goes on to get different opinions. There's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and there's an opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it's a blink of an eye. We'll get back to that in a minute. And then there's an explanation and a discussion about Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara concludes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Hashmashos is three quarters of a mil. A mil is basically a mile. The time it takes to walk a mile. Maybe it's a little bit more than a mile. There's three opinions as to what is a mil. A mil is either 18 minutes. That's a standard way of understanding a mil. Some say 22 and a half minutes, and some say as much as 24 minutes. So 18, 22.5, 24. Generally assume 18. So 3/4 of a mil is the time of Bein Hashmashos. So that's going to come out to be 13 and a half minutes. Okay. And the Gemara then goes on to say that when the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda ends, that's when the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi begins. That means according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not the suffix is only for a split second, and what Rabbi Yehuda is calling a suffix is really still daytime, and only at the end, at the very end, is a split second where there's a suffix. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to say, we usually assume like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara says that that's not so simple. The Gemara says we go l'chumrah. When it comes to Shabbos, we go like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Truma, we go like Rabbi Yossi. Rashi explains we go l'chumrah both ways. Okay, that's going to come up a little bit later. Now, there's another Gemara in Pesachim that says something very, very different. Based on the Gemara in Shabbos, it turns out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a suffix time period between Shkia and Seis, and that time period is 13 and a half minutes, assuming that a mil is 18 minutes. But then there's Gemara Pesachim, Tzadi Dalid, which is more of an agada to Gemara. Rava says, so it's giving measurements of the earth. And then the Gemara brings down an opinion of the same Rabbi Yehuda, who says that from Shkia until Tzeis, from sunset until when the stars come out, is Dalid Mil. Not 3/4 of a mil, which would be 13 and a half minutes, assuming an 18 minute mil, but Dalid Mil, which would come out to be 72 minutes. So that's a huge discrepancy. And to complicate things a little bit more, if you look up in the sky, it doesn't seem to be, everyone agrees when there's three stars, it's going to be night. And generally, you're not going to see three stars, three Beinoni stars, you're not going to see three stars after 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And you're going to see three stars long before 72 minutes. So that's a separate thing, how it fits into the Metzius, what we see today. Now, the post will also point out there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel and New York and L.A. and London, and it really depends, and also depends on the time of year, and it depends on the season, depends on where you are. Okay, but that is the contradiction and the two Gemaras of Rabbi Yehuda that lead to that start off the whole discussion. These are two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, according to Yehuda, Benish Marshes is 3/4 of a mil. And that is the Safik Yom, Safik Laila, between Pashtas, between Shkia and Seis. And the Gemara in Psachim that says that according to the same Rabbi Yehuda, there's really 72 minutes between Shkia and Seis. So there's three ways of answering that question. There's the famous opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And many Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam, including our Shulchan Aruch over here. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. The Gemara in Psachim that says it's 4 mil, there's really 2 shkias. What we call shkia sunset, that's shkia number 1. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has no halachic significance. It's still day, it's still vaday day, it's not a suffix, it's not nothing. It's vaday day. And between the first shkia and the second shkia is 4 mil minus 3/4 of a mil, which means 3 1/4 mil. So there's 3 1/4 mil between the first shkia and the second shkia, which is around 58, I think it's 58 and a half minutes. And that's still vaday yom. That's still day. Even though you walk outside and it's dark out, Rabbeinu Tam says that's day. Okay? What now? The second shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after the first shkia, that's what when it starts being dead. So the Gemara in Shabbos that says, the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about 13 and a half minutes, talks about 3/4 of a meal, that's the second shkia until Tzeis. So again, we have a steal. We have one Gemara that says Ben Hashmash is 13 and a half minutes. We have another Gemara that says Ben Hashmash is 72 minutes. Okay. Between Shki and Seis. So how do you reconcile that contradiction? Between Shki and Seis. Is it 3/4 of a meal, which would be 13 and a half minutes? Or is it 4 mil, which is 72 minutes?
So you hold Seis constant and you move the Shkia.
Well, so Rabbeinu Tam says like this. The first Shkia, what we call Shkia sunset, Rabbeinu Tam says has no halachic significance. And that status of day continues for another, we're in Reish Samech Aleph Beis. That continues for another 58 and a half minutes. Then after 58 and a half minutes comes the second Shkia. That second Shkia has halachic significance. Now it becomes Safek Yom, Safek Laila, for 3/4 of a mil, for 13 and a half minutes, until Tzeis. Okay? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tzeis Rekochavim, Vaday Laila is 72 minutes after what we call Shkia. And he says, the way he answers up the contradiction is 2 shkias. The first shkia has no significance according to Rabbeinu Tam, and the second shkia, which comes 3 1/4 mil, which is 58 and a half minutes, assuming an 18-minute meal, after the first shkia, that's when Safik Yom, Safik Laila, that Safik status of Ben Hashmashes is for 13 and a half minutes, and then 72 minutes after the first shkia is Tzeis Rekochavim. So how do we answer the stira between Psachim and Shabbos? The Gemara Shabbos is talking about Safik Yom, Safik Laila, that's the second shkia, and Psachim is talking about from the first shkia. That's the famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Laila is 72 minutes after what we call shkia, after sunset. You with us?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this? Okay, so that's the way Rabbeinu Tam answers up the stira between Gemara and Shabbos and Gemara Psachim. How much time is there between Shki and Tzeis? Is it 3/4 of a mil, which would be 13 and a half minutes, or is it Dalid mil, Gemara Psachim, which would be 72 minutes? Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Lamaisa, nobody, this is my name, nobody passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Those who are machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, and they end Shabbos 72 minutes after Shkia, instead of whatever, we'll see, 30, 40, 50. Okay? But there was a period in Europe, there were those in Hungary who mamish held like Rabbeinu Tam, and after Shkia they paid no attention to Shkia, to sunset. And in fact, when they got to America, there were Satmar Hasidim, they say, were driving around after dark, Friday night, until different Rabbanim went down and said, look, here in America, We don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so the other opinion is the opinion of the Gaonim that preceded the Rishonim, okay, and the Vilna Gaon, who's not related to the Gaonim, because the Vilna Gaon lived 200 years ago, and the Gaonim lived more than 1,000 years ago. Okay, that's considered the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says like this, he says no. He said, meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, the Iker Gemara is the one in Pesachim. That's the Iker Gemara. Says the Grunno. The Iker Gemara is the one in Shabbos. And as soon as you have sunset, it's already Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Light. If you turn on the light after sunset, according to the Vilna Gaon, he's Chayav and Ashram Talui, he may have been Mechal Shabbos. Okay, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Light. And it seems, according to the Gra, already 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is already Vadai Laila. Okay, now, again, the Metzias doesn't seem to be like either one, and Lamaisa we passing like the Gra, but 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, on Motzei Shabbos, no one's turning on lights 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. We're waiting 30 minutes, 35, 40, 45. And also, because they say it depends on where you are in the world, and it depends on the time of year. They sort of try to get it out of the 13 and a half minutes of the Gemara. What about the Gemara Pesachim? So the Gemara of the Vilna Gaon says, the Gemara Pesachim, that's not a halachic Gemara. That's an agadah. It's talking about how big the world is, and how big the sky is, and how big this is, how big that is. So he wants to say that the Gemara has no halachic significance. And that Gemara is talking about how much time is there from Shkia until Tseis Kolakochavim, until all the stars come out. Now, in Halakha, there's no difference between 3 stars and 300 stars. But that's how the Gemara says the Ikka Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos, and not the Gemara in Pesachim. Then there's a third opinion, there's the Yireim, which is brought down, the Bach brings it down, we'll see it in the Bir Halakha, maybe Mishnah Berurah, don't remember. And he wants to say that this Bein HaShemashes of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, comes before Shkia. The other two opinions say, okay, till Shkia, it's for sure a day. And then the question is, at some point you're going to have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and then you're going to have night. According to this Yireim, the Safek is before Shkia. Okay, 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. Okay, now let's try to see some of that. I don't know how that fits into the 3 stars, because everyone's supposed to agree on the 3 stars. I don't know how that works. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, look at the Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Mitzchilas Hashkia. Okay, you see the Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Mitzchilas Hashkia? You learned this already. It's all underlined. Fantastic. Okay, so he says, Talmud calls that, Dine, B'Psachim, Tzadi Dalet. Isa, we have a Gemara. From Shkia until Tzeis is Dalid Milim. I think we just said Shabbos, Lamed Hei, Lamed Dalamed Hei. Said from Shkia starts Bein HaShemashas. Okay, and then it says Meshach Bein HaShemashas is Tlosa Riv A Mil. 3/4 of a mil. And then it becomes light. Marmin and Sham. The Gilmo Kochavim Bein HaNem Avilayla. 3 medium-sized stars is Laila. Okay, so we have a Stira. So then we have 3 answers. So I'm going to bring down Rabbeinu Tam, which we already discussed at length. Okay, look at the 4th wide line. So he brings down Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shulchan Aruch will be a passage like Rabbeinu Tam. Avala Groza. You see Avala Groza, 4th wide line in my edition's 4th wide line. Aval HaGroza Cholek HaShita. So the Groza argues on Rabbeinu Tam. V'herich B'kama Rayas. He brought a bunch of Rayas. The Shkia Tachamash B'Shabbos Yim Bein HaShemashu Zagamkin. Haschalas Hashkia Kemer Shkia Tachamash B'Psachim Shem. U'miyad Ach HaShkia Guf HaShemesh. Immediately after the sun, what we call sunset, the sun goes down. Boom. That's already Bein HaShemashas. Aliba Rabbi Huda. The Pasak Rabbi Yochanan Kavasi L'Chumra B'Shabbos. Okay, and how long is this Bein HaShemashas? It's 3/4 of a mil. Then next line, so Tzeis HaKochavim D'Psachim, like we said, Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, which is much later time, but it's not, has no significant, no halachic significance. Oh, then he asks a question. So the two opinions are both very difficult, because if you just look outside, it doesn't seem to be like either one. The stars come out somewhere between 13 and a half and 72 minutes, but after 13 and a half and before 72. So here, at least to explain the Gra's opinion, he says, well, it depends on where you are in the world and the time of year. And we don't know what the stars exactly look like. You know, what's a big star, what's a little star, all the different things. Fine. It's still hard to fit into the Messias lines. Okay. And according to the Gra, once Banish Mashas comes, once Arshkia comes, sun goes down, boom. It's already Safik Yom, Safik Laila. To do any Malacha is highly prohibited. Okay, now there are a lot of Rishonim that hold like Shulchan Aruch, that hold like Rabbi Yehudah, and now he brings down a bunch of Rishonim that also hold like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. He says, not a new opinion, fine. Okay, now if you skip to, it's like 10 lines up from the bottom of the page, before the next Dibur Maskil, I have a period there. So by me, it's the last word on the line. Last one is Vihine, and the first one, the next one, Lemaisa. Lemaisa. Bevadai tzarech lizar kidas hagro. The har baby and a rishon about poskim and now. He says, you for sure have to be choshish for the gro, that once shkia comes, it's already considered safik yom, safik laila, and you can't do any malacha on Friday night. Okay, now, in Europe, the Mishnah was writing in Europe, and he's saying you have to be choshish for the gra, but it's more like there was a big Rabbeinu Tam mahalach over there. In Eretz Yisrael, the mahalach is a gra mahalach, right? It was the gra's talmidim were the first to come to Eretz Yisrael, certainly from Lithuania, and so it's not like choshish for the gra. It's the gra is the ikar shita, and if you want to be choshish l'chumah like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's sort of what developed in America also, I think. Okay, then at the bottom he brings on this Urayim. Vidad, the Besefi Urayim, the Belazim Emits, Hechmer Od Yosef. He was even more Machmir, right? The Graz Machmir and says from the first Shki as a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, it might be Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, not to do any Malacha. So the Urayim goes even earlier and he says that Ben Hashemesh starts before Shkia, 3/4 of the mil, Usfili, Ben Hashemesh, Matzle Gimel, Rivim Mil, Kodem Matzchol Asa Shkia. Vuvu Dvarov in the Agoda and the Mordechai, Vayim Babach, Sherech Bazev, Vedai to Shish, Dizal Lechatchil, Lino Keshitas HaYireyim. He says that Lechatchil, one people should be knowing like this Yireyim. The Hevi, Shekene Yaminek HaKilos Me'az, a lot of Kihilos were knowing like that in Europe. Vayim B'magar Avram also brings down this Bach, Umash Mineh Shiluch Chumro, he was Choshish for the Bach. Even though Me'ikra Din, the Magar Avram held like Rain and Tam. He says the Gra disagree with this Yireyim. When we come back, the Chatchila bevadai tov lochus ledivrei hareim ulhakdimat yosef adlokas aneiros. So according to the Yireyim, you can't light Shabbos candles 10 minutes before Shkia, right? When is candle lighting in America? It's either 18 minutes before Shkia or 20 minutes before Shkia. Minute in Eretz Yisrael, I think a lot of places do 30 minutes. And Minhag Yerushalayim and Beit HaDos like Yerushalayim is 40 minutes before Shkia. Okay, so but you don't have to. It's not Yehar Vayava, right? When women are late, it's okay. They really have a 40-minute leeway. In America, they have an 18 or 20-minute leeway. But according to this Urayim, you don't have so much leeway because once you're approaching this 3/4 mil, even before Shki, it's already problematic. So Mikra did, we don't pass him like the Urayim, but he is recommending the Urayim. Everybody says, to be yotze his shita as well. That used to be the minhag. Okay, so it turns out like this. We said a meal is 3 opinions as to what a meal is. We usually assume it's 18 minutes. 18, 22 and a half, 24. If you take a 24-minute meal, 3/4 of 24 is 18 minutes. So could very well be that the minhag in America of lighting 18 minutes before Shkia comes from this Urayim being machmir on a 24-minute meal. Now 3/4 of 24 minutes is 18 minutes, and therefore they light 18 minutes before Shkia. Hold on. And there are many calendars who have 20 minutes before Shkia, and that's also we're not going to try to get into everything today, but it's also the topic of Erech Samach Aleph Beis, and that is there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos means I'm adding on to Shabbos. Once there's a point where it's Suffolk Shabbos already, so that's not called adding on to Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Let's say for us. We pass in like the Gra, once it's sunset, that's Shabbos. So if I would be Makabal Tosefes Shabbos, I have to be Makabal Shabbos early. Earlier than the time where I have to be Mekabel Shabbos. I have to be Mekabel Shabbos at Shkia, and therefore, Tosefes Shabbos has to be before Shkia. So if you're going with the Mahalach of the Yireim and the Mordechai and the Magabram brings it down, and the Bach, all these this whole Mahalach, so if you want to go with a 24-minute meal, 3/4 of 24 minutes, 18. So for Tosefes Shabbos, you add on 2 minutes, which many people can say is enough, and that's where the meaning of lighting candles 20 minutes before Shkia in Chutz La'aretz. Perhaps it came from that.
Bill ends at Shkia. It doesn't start at Shkia.
According to this Uraim, the 3/4 of a mil ends at Shkia. Right. Okay. Okay, so this Reish Samach Aleph Beis is a combination of the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, which we didn't get into today, and when is Bein HaShemashes. So let's go through the Machaber now quickly. Yesh Omer. Shitzarach, okay, this we're going to focus on more tomorrow. Yesham Shitzarach Lotzi Michol Alakodesh. Mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, to add on to Shabbos from Chol, turn Friday into Shabbos. Uzman Tosefes Zehu Mitchilas Hashkia. Okay, so now, this is the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what we call Shkia is not yet Shabbos. So the time of Tosefes Shabbos, he says, is between the two Shkias. It's only the second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia, where it's already Suffolk Shabbos. So I have this whole 58 and a half minute time period, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that way, to be Mekabel Shabbos. He says like this, it's from the beginning of Shkia, She'ein HaShemesh Niris Al Ha'aretz Ad Zman Bein HaShemashes. Vazman HaZehu Shlosha Milin Ruvi, it's 3 1/4 mil. It's a 58 and a half minute time period. During that time period, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch passes like that, and we do not. He held it's Vaday Yom. It's not Shabbos yet. And therefore, that's the time for Tosefes Shabbos. Rotel Lasso So Kulo Tosefes. You want to make that whole time period Tosefes Shabbos? Oh, sir, you can do that. Rotel Lasso Man Mix Us. You want to make only part of it Tosefes Shabbos? Oh, sir, do whatever you want. Ubavach Yosef Ezes Mashiach Vaday Yom Michol HaKodesh. You have to add on a little bit of time from a time that's Vadayom, turn that into Shabbos. Ushir is not Bein HaShemashes, and the time of Bein HaShemashes is Shloshes Rivei Mil, 3/4 of a mil. Shumahalech is the time it takes to walk, Elef Echamesh Mil Amos, 1500 Amos. Okay, and that is Shloshes Rivei Mil, Kodem HaLayla. Okay, let's get it. Okay, look at Mishabura Sifkatan Chaf. Mitchila Sashkia. Who das Rabbeinu Tam? Visiato, the team of Rabbeinu Tam's team. The Svirlu, the Shtei Shkias, and the two Shkias. Mitchila Nichzis Hachama Meinein of Ishokas, the sun, we call sundown, sunset. Vunika Tchila Sashkia. And then Shohek Kidei Shlosha Mil and Revia Mil, 3 1/4 mil, which is 50 1/2 minutes if you deal with an 18 minute mil. Vadayin Yomu, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Yom, Umeazva Allah, Matchila Shkia Shnia. And after that, then starts the second Shkia. Shaos Matchila Lihishoka Haor Lagamre. That's called the second Shkia because then the or is Shaka Lagamre, and that's called Sof Shkia, and that Vinimshach Zman, and that time period is Kedei Shir Malach, it's 3/4 of a mil, and that's called Bein HaShemashes, and then come out 3 stars, which is Simen Laila. Vinimshach Shaladaito Mitzchilas Hashkia Atzisa Kochavim is 4 mil, like the Gemara Pesachim. Vayimashach Kasavnu B'samot Dehar Beposkim Cholkin Alzeh. Right, like we saw in the Bir Alacha. Many Poskim disagree with this Rabbeinu Tam. Usfiru Deo Demiyad Sheniskas Hachama Meineinu. As soon as the sun goes down, as soon as you have Shkia Tachama, sunset, Hu Bein HaShemashes. That's already Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Okay, now skip to the Mishnah Sifkatan Chaf Gimel. Shloshes Rivei Mil. The time period of Bein HaShemashes is 3/4 of a mil. That's from the Gemara in Shabbos. The question is, does it stop by the first Shkia, like the Gra says, or by the second Shkia, like Rabbeinu Tam? So it says, Le'erech Reva Sha'ah. It's approximately 1/4 of an hour. What's a quarter of an hour? 15 minutes. So 13 and a half. It really depends on how much is a meal. Vini ad shulchan archiz kibisiv zedas rabbeinu tam v'siyato. Avo harbe marishonim, many rishonim, svirlu v'gama grahiskim l'shitas, many rishonim, and the grah agrees with that opinion, that bein ha-shmasha starts take if ha-chatchila tzashkia, right when the sun goes down. Haini mishah shacham and iskaz v'ineinu, as soon as the sun goes down. Vini mishah zman o, 3/4 of a mil. V'achakach b'samachlo, and then come out the three stars, three beinoni stars, which is Lu Laila Minator Lakhod Dabra. Ulifiza, yeah, she's our ma'osh, lulasas malacha achasha chamis kasmeinu. You can't do any malacha once the sun set, according to the Gra, it's Safik Shabbos already. You're playing with an Ashim Talui, it's a Shaya Vidar Isa, it's also. You can't, like candles, nothing, even if it's a mitzvah, it doesn't matter. Skip down 3-4 lines. He says, don't wait till the last minute. Umisha machmir al atzmo. Porish atzmo locha chatzi shal akavam shlisha. Someone who's machmir to do a half an hour or 20 minutes before shkia. Ashrei lo. Fortunate is he. Do yotze b'zei day shitas kol rishonim. Because then he's yotze according to all the rishonim. What's all the rishonim? Not only the Graz shita, but even the Urayim shita. He says in Sharatzi and Oyschafa. Feel she's a rebelazim emits. Okay, and even if you're the 24 minute meal. And then he also gets a Sefer Shabbos. To be continued.